North Korea is perhaps the world's most isolated country. Very little gets out and even less gets in, especially information. The vast majority of North Korea's 23 million citizens only have access to the official state-run media. But the U.S. government and a handful of private activists are trying to change that, as NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Seoul.
Never mind smart bombs, says Douglas Shin, a Korean-American activist. Forget about surgical strikes or, for that matter, economic sanctions. There's a new weapon that he believes will bring North Korea to heel. It's the size of a cigarette pack, costs about $10, and runs on solar power. It's a radio. Shin plans on bombarding North Korea with millions of these tiny units, attaching them to helium balloons or smuggling them in overland from China.
And then how much does it cost to record my own program, like my voice, and then these little Spice Girls, music, all kinds of crazy stuff, you know? Then they will listen, and they'll say, well, that's too much at first. And then they will get used to it, and they will know, well, out there, people live different lives from us.
It's not clear how North Koreans, isolated from the rest of the world, might react when they hear the Spice Girls for the first time. It's also not clear if Shin's plan will work. But he says even if only 5 or 10% of the radios make it into the hands of North Koreans, that might be enough to rattle the regime of Kim Jong-il.
In a tight system, a small change, a removal of one piece of jigsaw puzzle will change the whole picture.
And right now, the picture for most ordinary North Koreans is bleak. Many do not have enough food to eat. Yet the state-run media feeds them a steady stream of praise for Kim Jong-il and the North Korean system of juche, or self-reliance. They're told their country is one of the wealthiest in the world and that shipments of international food aid to North Korea are actually tributes to the great leader. North Korea is so determined to control the flow of information that in the 1990s, authorities began soldering the tuning mechanisms on all radios in the country so that they can only receive the official station. According to reports from defectors, though, a few enterprising people have found ways to get around this restriction by tinkering with the radios or by holding a metallic object, such as a spoon, close to the tuner. That enables them to pick up foreign broadcasts like this one.
This is Radio Free Asia.
안녕하십니까? 미국의 수도 워싱턴에서 보내드리는
Radio Free Asia, funded by the U.S. Congress, is one of a handful of foreign broadcasters that beam signals into North Korea. Last month, it doubled the number of hours it broadcasts every day from 2 to 4. Han Jae-hoon, director of the network's Korean service, says he has no idea exactly how many North Koreans are surreptitiously tuning in to Radio Free Asia, but he believes the broadcasts are making a dent in North Korea's propaganda machine.
The North Korean propaganda that the paradise in the world, I think, is no longer really convincing, particularly when it began having economic problems. People start to realize that it is not true. And frankly, it is very difficult to hide the truth. In year 2003.
Maybe, but North Korea is certainly trying. Listening to foreign broadcasts is considered a crime against the state. Lee Jo-il, a North Korean now living in Seoul, says the punishment is severe.
If you get caught by the security people, you get sent to a political concentration camp, and your family will be sent in exile in a remote countryside. So people are afraid of doing that.
Lee took that chance, though. He would occasionally sneak to a friend's house to listen to the foreign broadcasts. You have to understand, he explains, people in North Korea are hungry for information. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.